It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena. Mayor Phil Goff, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. I'm good. I can't see a thing out my window. Everything's encompassed in cloud and drizzle. So I hope we get a bit more of a downpour today because we need it.
Yes.
We probably, many of those that were away for the weekend would have liked it not to have happened on Sunday, but hey, there you go. You can't control the weather.
No, exactly. We have got some interesting topics to talk about today. I wanted to start with something that's been on the burner for a wee while, which is a discussion around the lack of tree canopy in South Auckland. Now, we've talked often about trees in Tāmaki Makaurau. It's an ongoing issue since the rules changed a while ago, which meant there's less protections in place. But you're looking at and bringing in more trees, particularly for South Auckland, where there is a massive lack. What's the situation there and what's the timeline looking like?
Yeah, look, this has been a long-standing problem. You know, parts of our city like Kaipātiki and that part of the shore have about a 30% canopy coverage. In a place like Mangere Otahuhu, it's just 8%, Otara Papatoetoe 10%, and then you can run through a list of some of our lower income suburbs that when they were built, nobody ever planted trees, and then now you're getting intensification in those areas, so the old quarter acre sections are going, and with them the trees that were on those sections, and all while that's happening, of course, our city is getting hotter and hotter. Hotter because of global heating. So, you know, last year was the hottest year on record for the last 110 years. And if you want to know what the next seven hottest years were, you just look at the last decade. Yeah. And they're all in that. And secondly, when you've got intensification, you've got more surface that absorbs the heat, impermeable surfaces, and our city is going to get quite hot. So in putting together my proposal for the budget, I thought that one of the things that I wanted to cover, climate change obviously is a critical element in this budget because time is running out. We have to do something. There's never a good time to do it. Now's not a good time. Actually, 10 years ago was a good time.
Yeah.
But we have to do it. And one of the areas that I'm giving some attention to is planting what we call specimen native trees in those areas of the city with low canopy coverage. Now, a specimen native tree is one that's about 1.5 to 2 metres tall. So these are serious trees. They need proper horticultural guidance to plant them and look after them. It's not a case of just putting a seedling in the ground, which doesn't cost much. This is doing it properly. And we'll be planting out our parks, our streets, our playgrounds, to try to ensure that we've got decent shade coverage as the temperatures rise, to green the city, to soften the built infrastructure, etc. Every good reason to do that, and this depends, of course, on my getting through the climate action targeted rate in the budget that we're consulting on starting at the end of this month.
Now, I think everyone can probably agree that having more trees in somewhere with such a low shade canopy is really important. It does lead me back to wondering about the ongoing issue we seem to have here in Tāmaki, which is our tricky rules around tree protections. Is this still something that's on the table to talk about, bringing back some more protections for our nahere in Tāmaki Makaurau? What's going on there?
Well, we had that protection up till about 2014, and Nick Smith, as the Minister for the Environment, removed that protection and our ability to ensure that mature and notable trees could be protected with what was widespread coverage. I've been lobbying the government repeatedly over the last couple of years to say, look, it might not be as universal as the protection that used to be there, but we still need an ability before somebody cuts down a mature tree that is a notable tree, that is a tree of some significance in the community, and can you give us that power back?
What has been the response from government when you've brought this up in the past?
Well, the response is some sympathetic noises, but then to say, but we can't let this get in the way of a city that needs to intensify and sections that need to be redeveloped. And the fact that we haven't got it through, despite the fact I've pushed really hard for it, I've taken it to the local government New Zealand conference, I've got 75% support at that conference for the policy. The fact that we haven't got it leads me to believe that the government is giving priority to development and building rather than protection of trees. Now, you've got to weigh both of those things up. They're both important. Mm. But at the moment, the only way we can protect a tree, and it costs about, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 a tree on average, is to legally list it and then notify the tree, and then it can still be subject to legal action by developers, etc. And so that just doesn't work. The trees are being cut down on too widespread a basis. You just can't list them all. It's a time-consuming, expensive, and not a very satisfactory process. Well, that's why we wanted the provision put back into the Resource Management Act, so that you know, doesn't stop you cutting the tree down, but it does mean that you've got to go through a process so that we could go out and say, look, there is this alternative. If you know, you can do this rather than that. And by the way, if you cut this tree down, then we expect you to plant 10 times as many young trees to compensate for it.
Just to return to what you were saying about the climate sort of levy or rate that is being proposed, is this one of the things that that Aucklanders are going to be able to have a say on in the current budget discussions that are being opened up at the moment?
Yeah, we've got a meeting today, actually, to approve the consultation document, which will go out right across Auckland, and the consultation will be open from the 28th of February to the 28th of March. So we do want Aucklanders, it's all online, although you probably can go down to your library and get a hard copy if you don't have a computer at home. And what we want is feedback from people. The suggestion of the Climate Action Targeted Rate, it's to build up a $1 billion fund to fight carbon emissions, to reduce carbon emissions, largely on encouraging access to public transport, brings another a million Aucklanders within, you know, 500 metres of a public rapid transit, big increase in buses, the electrification or having a hybrid system for our ferries, which create about 21% of our public transport stuff, plus walking and cycling, plus this tree canopy issue. And of course, we get matching funds from government. So for every dollar we raise, probably from year four, we're anticipating government will match it with another dollar in subsidy to us. So we get double the value for the rate.
People seem to have pretty strong feelings about this on both sides of the fence. But if people want to have their thoughts about this known to council, how do people get involved with giving feedback on the budget at the moment?
Yep. Yeah, well, it's all online, and what people do is go online. I'm just looking at the site. It's have your say. The site that the council operates. We do it every year. We generally get some thousands of submissions in, and you're right. I mean, there's mixed views about that. There's most of the public, when we've done polling, have said to us, we think you need to be doing more about climate say. Now, I've just got the website here. It's all akhaveyoursay, all one word, .nz / budget, or you can phone council, or you can visit your service centre and library.
We'll put a link to this in our podcast after the show so that if people do want to go and have their say, they can get involved that way. But I did, before we run out of time, want to get your thoughts on the big announcement we heard this week from central government about the staggered reopening of New Zealand's borders. Now, there'll be, I'm sure, a lot of mixed feelings about this. Mostly people very happy to be reunited with family. It's been a very long time, particularly for folks stuck overseas. A little bit of nervousness as well, understandably. What's it going to mean for Tamaki Makaurau as a major tourist city? What's that going to look like?
Yeah, well, the first preference, the first priority is given to New Zealanders to return home. And, you know, it's not as if that hasn't been happening. 200,000 New Zealanders have come back and they've gone through MIQ, and it is frustrating. I wouldn't like to have to spend, you know, anything up to 14 days in isolation. But what it has done, of course, is, you know, we've had 50-something deaths, and if we were Ireland, we would have had 5,000 deaths, and if we were New York City on the same proportionate basis, population-wise, we would have had 30,000 deaths. So it has kept us safe, but it has caused a lot of pain for people that haven't been able to get home, haven't been able to come to things when elderly mm-hmm. parents are dying, etc. So we all know the problems, but we all know why it was put in place. And, of course, we'd like to have our cake and eat it too. We'd like to keep safe and would, at the same time, like to have all New Zealanders able to get back. MIQ enabled a huge proportion of New Zealanders to get back, but I think the time has come now with, 96% first vax, 92% second vax, big increase in people getting their booster shots and children being vaccinated. Now to let the Kiwis back, so from Sunday the 27th of February, New Zealanders coming back from Australia will be able to come here. The 2 weeks later, 13th of March, from around the rest of the world, plus more skilled workers being able to get in.
How are Auckland businesses and some of those, as you say, skilled workers being able to come back in is a big thing for Tamaki Makaurau. We've got a lot of deficits, I guess, at the moment in certain sectors. What are some people saying to you at the moment about this? Are you hearing positive feedback? What's that been?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I suppose you'd judge it on the TV poll last night, which showed that the public is still largely behind the government. There's people that are very angry on the fringes, and you see that happening in Ottawa, where they've declared a state of emergency, and you've got the convoy down to Wellington. But people speak for themselves. 96% of people, having had their first vax, they know that we needed to be protected. But they and the government and me all agree that now is the time. Omicron is in the community and we can expect those numbers to go up. They've been slow to start off with, and that's quite a good thing. But now is the time when we need to start opening up to the world, but we should do it consecutively so that we can manage the extra cases. We don't overwhelm our hospital system, and we can make sure the thing works as well as it possibly mm-hmm. can. So far, we've done better than the rest of the world. According to the Lowy Institute in Australia, we've just come out with a survey. We are top in the world for how we've managed it. So despite, a lot of people complaining about it, and I understand why, mm-hmm. But despite that, actually, we've done pretty damn well. So, give credit where credit's due.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Mayor Phil Goff. It's always great to have you on the show. If anyone does want to have their say on the council budget, we will put a link in the podcast after the show so people can find that nice and easily. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Rachel.
Ka kite.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Thank you.